Previously on Lost, we'll have a free performance at the Knitting Factory starting at 8 p.m. Red Sparrow and Doom Riders can be heard at 9:30 at the Mercury Lounge of the Lower East Side. If you want any of your performances posted, please email to scene@wsb.fm. S-C-E-N-E, scene@wsb.fm. And as Millie Vanelli in the background would say, things aren't always what they seem.
No, apparently not. It's 1 minute after 6 o'clock, and wow, you're listening to WUSB in Stony Brook. Where did I say it's 1 minute after 6 o'clock? Yes, it is. It's time for Off the Wall at 1 minute after six on WUSB Stony Brook. It's 6:02.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I do apologize. It's just been very hectic around here. My goodness, it's amazing what a difference a month can make. Not that I've been away for a month. I've been here, but we've been fundraising, and fundraising is over. And in the interim period of time, actually, we are in the air. Just keep it down a little bit. There's all these people suddenly, apparently, okay, I just wish people would talk to me about this, but apparently, the press department here at the station sent out releases to all the media about the whole Starbucks thing, and we put up a website called thefirststarbucks.com, and all we meant to do with that was make it a little bit easier for our listeners to keep track of what we're doing here. Which is basically narrowing down all the Starbucks in the world to a single one lucky Starbucks that I will go to for the first time in my life at some point. And, well, we got it down to 512 last time we did this, which was, I think, back in March. So we have the list up on thefirststarbucks.com, and I didn't know this would cause such a big deal, but make room for them, all right? Well, they're supposed to be in there. The dancers are here. It's all, and it's a new dancer too. I see she hasn't been here before. I guess one of them is out sick or something. The conference room can only hold so many people, and apparently this one comment that we put on the page about the list being narrowed down to 256 on the off the wall broadcast of April 13, 2010. Apparently that got a lot more attention than I expected. We just innocently put that on there. They're starting to assemble. We're going to go pretty soon, I think. There's really, it's a limited number of amount of space in there. With the table in the middle, it's really kind of difficult to maneuver, and the dancers have to, of course, do their thing. So I just hope everybody keeps that in mind. Can we do a I see the drummer is all set up. Can we do a test? Can you hear me? Can we do a test drum roll? Can you hear me? A test, just to make sure that we have the microphone. Oh, there we go. Awesome. Okay, great. So, in a couple of minutes, when we actually do the thing, you'll be up loud and clear. So, all right. Well, folks, I'm sorry about this. I didn't mean for this to become such a media circus, but these things do happen. I'm just going to turn them down for now. While they, I don't even know what they expect to see. You're going to see a bunch of dancers and the guy rolling the drums and me in the other room just basically saying, yes, the computer has now selected 256 potential Starbucks for me to go to for the first time in my life. And I, you know, it boggles the imagination, actually, how much attention people pay to certain things sometimes, because it really doesn't mean that much. You know, I just sort of was doing this as a bit of a lark, and all of a sudden It makes it into the mainstream, and look out. All right, we have a lot of things to catch up on. This is actually the last program. It seems like I'm always saying that. It's always the last program because some momentous catastrophe is about to happen. This is the last program. I'll be here for a little while because, as I mentioned before, I'm going to be heading over to the former Yugoslavia. Yeah, the former Yugoslavia. That's going to be a ton of fun, I think. That's going to be incredible because there's just so much history there. So much to learn, so much to see, so much to experience, so much to do. I'll be recording all kinds of things over there, bringing them back with me. But for the next 3 weeks after this show, you'll be hearing some pre-recorded programs that I did in other parts of the world, including Scotland and Germany, and various other places. So that'll be interesting too. We might even have some updates from what's going on in the former Yugoslavia. What I've been doing basically is a lot of research, trying to keep track of all the different wars that they had in the last 15 years or so. And boy, you know, it's pretty complex and complicated. You kind of need some kind of a chart to keep track of it all. If I can remember all the different republics, I'll be heading into Slovenia first, And I'm not exactly sure what the order is going to be, because there are certain border crossings that are a little iffy and dodgy, and sometimes border guards resent you going to one country before you go to their country, and you have to do it just right. For instance, I've heard if you go to Kosovo, which is, I believe, still the newest country in the world. Is that true? I think that's a fact. But if you go there, Serbia does not recognize Kosovo as being a country. They still consider it to be part of their land. So if you go into Kosovo from, say, a different country and have your passport stamped, and then you go into Serbia, I have heard, this may be true, this may not be true, that the Serbian authorities will actually erase the stamp from the Kosovan authorities. And it's really, I guess it's a way of participating in all the ethnic strife that's been going on over there. But I intend to try and make it to all of them and not make any enemies and try to stay on the side of peace and all that. But in addition to Slovenia, I'll be heading to Croatia, obviously Serbia, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Kosovo, Macedonia, the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, and Montenegro, in addition to making it over to Albania. So that's going to be fascinating, very interesting for me. If you happen to be, we've heard from a few people already, actually. I'm very surprised and heartened by this. But if you're over in that part of the world, definitely send an email to otw@2600.com, and if it's possible, we'll try to meet up with you. And some people have offered to show us their local hacker spaces, which I think is an incredible thing, just to have that kind of a thing in such a faraway land. I'd sure love to see what people are up to in former Yugoslavia as far as hacker spaces or hacker groups of any sort, 2600 meetings perhaps you have that we don't know about. And other things, too, not just in the technological world, not just in the hacker world, but culturally, all sorts of other interesting things to share and to show people that are coming over to see that land for the first time. I've been seeing a whole lot of films. Basically, I just went crazy and got all these DVDs, films about the region, films that are made from various filmmakers in that part of the world. And I've seen some really, really good films. For instance, No Man's Land is one of the best films I've ever seen. I'd actually seen that many years ago. And it's kind of a farce about what happens when opposing sides can't agree on certain things. And everybody gets involved. The United Nations, the French, the Americans, British, they're all involved at some point. Many languages spoken in that film. So I definitely recommend that. Mirage is another film out of Macedonia, which is simply a stunning picture. I've seen some really awful films, too. I saw one the other day that actually it came from Kosovo, I believe, called Anatema, A-N-A-T-E-M-A. And actually the T is sort of a cross. It's sort of like A-N-A plus E-M-A. I don't recommend that at all. But it's interesting. You do see some scenery. You see some Albanian cities and Kosovan cities and things like that. Brooklyn Connection, another film I just saw about this guy in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, who at the time of the film was helping to stock an army, the Kosovan Liberation Army, right, KLA? And he was able to do this by going around our country to various gun shops and buying, quote-unquote, elephant guns and things like that. Yeah, I'm going out hunting for, you know, first of all, isn't it illegal to hunt elephants? I think it is. But yet these guys in the gun stores, which they do anything to help somebody buy weaponry of all sorts. And we're talking serious weaponry, things that can down helicopters, no question about it. Now, this guy was quite happy that he could do this, obviously, because he was helping his people. But at the end of the film, he said that he was amazed at how, quote-unquote, liberal the gun laws are in this country and how insane that is that anybody can do this. Because if, as he said, we could do this and our enemies could do it as well. And anybody can stock up on these things so easily. So, wow, that was a real eye-opener. I wasn't expecting something like that. Lots of films. I'll give you some of the titles. I wrote some of the titles down. Savior. Savior was really the only film I saw of all the films. I've seen maybe a dozen or so films. This is the only one that did not portray the Serbs in a negative light. In fact, they portrayed everybody else in a negative light. They portrayed one or two Serbs in a negative light, but According to this film, the Serbs were the victims of massacres by the Muslims and by the Croats. And I don't doubt that that was true in some instances, but the way a lot of it has been painted in most of the other pictures and through first-hand accounts, it doesn't seem to reflect reality all that much. But it was an interesting film. It was rather interesting. I think that one was American, actually. I'm pretty sure it was had American backing in any event. Other films, Perfect Circle, Armin, The Trap, Spare Parts. And, of course, I'm reading the English titles. So you have to look those up on IMDb or something, and you'll see the native titles. And this is also another reason why it's so good to have a region-free DVD player. A lot of these films I was able to get, but they're Region 2, so I couldn't share them with friends of mine. They couldn't watch them. Their DVD players can only play Region 1, the United States. A stupid restriction, but this is the kind of thing that it keeps you from seeing. And you have to wonder, who is being protected by that? You know, who's going to go out and see an Albanian film, and somehow that's something that has to be prevented from anyone in the United States being able to do, unless they go out and buy a Region 2 player or a Region 3 player or something like that. The mindset of people who make these restrictions is simply incredible. How I Killed a Saint, Awakening from the Dead, one of the worst films I've ever seen in my life. In fact, I think I described it on Twitter the other day as Serbian torture. True Serbian torture is having to sit down and watch this film, but I did it anyway. I think they were trying to be Bergman or something, and they just didn't succeed. Shot Through the Heart, good Croatian. Actually, no, that was a Bosnian film. Yeah, Shot Through the Heart. And that was an interesting little drama there. Witnesses was a Croatian film, and that was quite good as well. Bunch of others. But you just go out there and start exploring a particular part of the world. You don't even have to leave your house to do it. But I will be leaving my house to do it as well. So, yeah, fascinating. Fascinating stuff, and you'll go there with me, and you'll hear a lot of the audio in weeks ahead. Not in the next 3 weeks, because I think it might be difficult to upload things, but we'll see. And, of course, Off the Hook will be broadcast live from wherever it is I happen to be. Okay, so we are... How's it going in there? Okay, it looks like they're all set up to get going with the... all right? Yeah, all right. Okay, drummer's in place, and just make some room, because, okay, she's, how do I say this, she's kind of tall, and, you know, when I want to make sure she has enough room, okay? All right, we're going to go with the quest for Starbucks. If people could just, yeah, seriously, I'm smiling, but I'm really serious about this. Just, yeah, settle down a little bit so that we can get this done. It's really, you know, not that big a deal. We just want to... get it down to 256 places. I was looking at, in fact, I'm looking at it right now on the website, some of the finalists, and I see Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates is on there. I see Belfast, Northern Ireland, Buenos Aires, Argentina. Of course, I'm only reading off the exotic sounding places. I see we have six possibilities in Chicago, and another six in Denver. Look, a whole bunch in Edmonton as well. I'm curious how many are in Seattle, because Seattle is where Starbucks came from. Oh, look at all the ones in London. Wow. Yeah, there's a lot of possibilities in London. Mexico City, bunch there. Marietta, Georgia, Naperville, Illinois, New York, New York. It wouldn't be something if I wind up in New York, New York. There's around 10 or so in New York that I could wind up at. There's one in Pittsburgh, thankfully only one in Pittsburgh, look, only five in Seattle. Okay, so it's not that many, and a bunch in Taiwan. I don't know why there are so many in Taiwan, but there are a huge number of Starbucks there, apparently, and it's just getting more and more exciting as we get closer to the finish, because obviously it's if there are more in a particular country, that country is going to have an edge, and I think the United States obviously has the edge as far as that goes. Yeah, so tonight it goes from 512 to 256. Are we ready to go? Okay. And now, at 6:23 in the evening, it's time for the quest for Starbucks. Oh, there they go. Seriously, give them room. I really wish you could see this. This is an incredible spectacle, but I get to see it every week, or every time we do this. We won't be doing this again until May. But, oh, here we go, the grand finish. Give him room, give him room. Oh, yeah. Oh, you got the drummer right smack in the face. Oh, wow. Oh, that must have smarted. This is what I was worried about. There's so many people in there. There wasn't enough room for her. Oh, is he out cold? Oh, gosh. That's not, we need him too. He can't beat the drums if he's lying down like that. I'm going to head in there. We'll be right back. All right, this is exactly the thing I was worried about. Well, maybe not exactly the kind of thing. I just figured there were too many people in there. All right, he's sitting up. He looks a little dazed. I think you want to try. Obviously, if you can't roll the drums, obviously don't strain yourself. You look. She's wearing wooden clogs or something. That must have really. You got it right straight in the head. A blow like that, you really have to check out. So, give him space, please. This is ridiculous. Try it now. We'll do the drawing. Okay. that's not really. All right. Yeah. Has an intense expression on his face. All right, well, this is obviously very important to you, so let's just do this, get it over with. As we roll the drums, we're narrowing the list down. Want to make this the last one? All right. Thank you. Seriously, get him checked out. All right. All right. Okay, so I hit the button, and the list is now down to 256. And we're going to have it up on the website, thefirststarbucks.com, in a matter of moments. So you can compare, see what happened this week and what was eliminated. I'm just looking at it right now, first look. And I see that there's only one Abu Dhabi left. And, oh, well, I guess the odds of going to Abu Dhabi have just gone down by 50%. And... this is surprising. Only one Seattle left, too. And yet there are three Tampas. Why is that? That's not fair. Four Londons. How many New Yorks are left? Only four New Yorks are left as well. Actually, let me look up the old list we have here. Remember a few weeks ago, we picked out 20 cities at random from, I think when we had over 2,000, we picked out 20. Just to see if they would make it down to the final. And according to this, only one is left. Only one of those 20 has made it this far. I'm actually surprised it made it this far. But that's Guadalajara, Mexico, so that's still in the running. So we have that one. That would be amazing if that one random selection actually made it to the end. Okay, they're getting him out of there. You know, I don't think it's appropriate to do the outro. I'm sorry. I know you came all the way in from Queens, but we've had an injury today, and let's just have a meeting afterwards, and we'll figure out how this shouldn't ever happen again like this. Okay, we're down to 256 names. www.firststarbucks.com. So. There you go. Take a look at that. That's about all I ever want to say about the subject. And the next one is sometime in May. I don't have the exact date. Sometime in mid-May, I believe, is when we're going to narrow it down to 120. And you better believe there's going to be locks on the station doors to prevent this kind of thing from happening again. Okay, let's move into our other feature, our other safer feature, which is called Good Friends Are for Keeps. This is the Bell telephone record that we've been featuring all year. 100th year celebration album, America Sings of Telephones, and we've basically been featuring a track per week that we do this. And actually, this works out rather well because this is a medley that we're going to be playing here. The Talking Telephone, did I say Telephone Polka? Wow, Telephone Polka. Hello Central, Give Me Heaven, Oh My Estelle, The Phone Bell Rang, and this it says in parentheses 1876 to 1910. So I'm not really sure what we're going to hear, but one thing that's good about this, it's fairly long, so that'll give me time to check out everything in the other room. And we'll be back in a few minutes after we listen to this off the vinyl recording that we have now. Good Friends Are for Keeps, the 100th year celebration album of the Bell System, which came out in 1976. And here we go.
Of all the things invented, there is nothing better known. And if you have a piece to speak, just use the telephone. You call a man just what you like, the distance being great. A wire is between you and he can't retaliate. The telephone will tell the tale no matter what you say. And you can't pull a fellow's leg that's 20 miles away. And if you wish to tell your girl you've got another date, just hello through the telephone to Maggie, Maud, or Kate. I am a talking telephone, and you can use me for your own. Make the wire sing or groan and tell a tale of woe. Any distance you can yell and tell a man to go to. Well, most any place you wish him with the talking telephone. So sad and lonely, sobbed a tearful little child.
since dear mama's gone to heaven. Papa, darling, you've not smiled. I will speak to her and tell her that we want her to come home. Just you listen, and I'll call her through the telephone. Hello, Central, give me heaven for my mama's name. You can find her with the angels on the golden stair. She'll be glad it's me who's speaking. Call her, won't you please? For I want to surely tell her we're so lonely here. The queen of the telephone girls is my Estelle. With eyes just as dark as her curls, oh, she's a belle. She's fair as a beautiful ray of sweetest light. I dream of her all through the day and through the night. Oh, my Estelle, she is the belle. From Harlem way down to the Battery, she is the best. She knocks all the rest. She's something too lovely for flattery. She's not too small and not too tall. A daintier lady you've never known. When she's on the wire, she sets it afire. Oh, she is the queen of the telephone. She is the queen of the telephone. A little boy, my father's pride and joy. I got a job in an office tending telephone. There I sat all day, answering the people who would call my way. By my side, a pretty girl, a picture there to see, would smile on me while she was writing letters. And this pretty little miss, full of joy and bliss, said yes when I asked her for a kiss. But the phone bell rang. Yes, the phone bell rang. I was just about to kiss that sweet a dainty little miss when the phone bell rang. Yes, the phone bell rang. We nearly had our little lips together when the phone bell rang. When the phone bell rang,
isn't that sweet? Well, that that comes to us from vinyl, the phone medley from the 100th anniversary of the Bell System back in 1976. So it's now, what, 134 years old? Yeah, no records coming out now. And certainly not vinyl if they are coming out. We'll be featuring that in weeks to come, and hopefully nobody will be getting injured as we feature the remainder of that record. And for those of you who are concerned, he's going to get checked out, I think, over at University Hospital, just to make sure everything's okay. Because if you ever get kicked full in the face with the wooden clog, it's really a good idea to get it checked out, just in case. And I just hope our liability insurance is up to date. All right. Of course, all the media went following across campus now, and probably see this on the news later. Anyway, okay, regardless, I'd like to take phone calls because, as I said, this is the last show. I'll be here for about a month or so. So, by all means, 631-632-9872. In fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to preemptively go into delay and not even assume that calls won't come in. I assume calls will come in. That's how much faith I have in our listening audience. So, without any further ado, let's enter into delay.
Hi, this is Dr. Demento, and you're tuned to WUSB Stony Brook, the station that plays music from all across the known universe.
And see, here we are in delay. And again, our phone number, 631-632-9872. And I guess you know, anything that's on people's minds, I'd rather not talk about what happened in the studio anymore because It's really not something I want to dwell upon. But anything else going on in the world? For instance, a very interesting thing happening right now is nuclear proliferation and the reduction of nuclear weapons. Yeah, there's a whole big thing going on in the rest of the world. And basically, it's all getting reduced. Well, I mean, there are still way too many out there, but the deal that I've seen so far is something on the order of 30% reduction from the United States and Russia insofar as how many nuclear warheads they have. And this treaty is supposed to be signed tomorrow, actually on Thursday. But it won't come into force until various legislators or lawmakers in each country ratify it. So, yeah, here we go again. Obama is going to be portrayed as caving in, being weak, letting our nation's defense fall by the wayside. So expect that kind of a fight to be coming up in the weeks, maybe even months ahead. We're looking at something very promising here. We're looking at a significant reduction in the amount of nuclear arms for the world's superpowers. This is something that a lot of friends of mine have been pushing for decades. And here we are. So we need to stand up and make sure that this kind of thing does not get turned into a political issue and that the warmongers for a change get shouted down. Sure would be nice. I was looking at some statistics, though, of other nuclear powers. And Russia is estimated to have 14,000 nuclear weapons. 14,000. Now, the United States has, let's see, according to, as of January 2009, the United States had an estimated 5,200 nuclear warheads and 2,700 operationally deployed warheads. Yeah, France has about 290, I believe. Yeah, they don't all keep track the same way. China is estimated to have around 250 strategic and tactical nuclear weapons and sufficient stocks of fissile material to produce a much larger arsenal. But yeah, compared to Russia and the United States, only 250. Now, North Korea, yeah, they promised to abandon the nuclear program in 2005, but later backed away from the agreement, testing nuclear devices in October of 2006 and May of 2009. And they have the ability to produce 6 to 8 bombs, according to experts. 6 to 8. And the furor that's causing. There are 6 to 8. Russia having 14,000. That's not nearly as big a problem. But North Korea having 6 to 8. Wow. India has formally declared itself a nuclear weapons state. New Delhi is likely to have manufactured weapons-grade plutonium for at least 100 warheads. Pakistan is believed to have stockpiled around 580 to 800 kilograms of highly enriched uranium, which is sufficient to build 30 to 50 fission bombs. And, yeah, that's a region of the world to be concerned about. And, of course, Israel. Yes, Israel, widely believed to possess a sizable nuclear arsenal, but maintains a policy of nuclear ambiguity. In other words, they're not telling anybody anything. And somehow they get away with that. Somehow they're able to say, we're not going to tell you what we have. But we freak out over Iran and North Korea. It's assumed they have the ability to produce about 100 to 200 advanced nuclear explosive devices. So yeah, the world's not exactly a safe place. Which is why we have to pay attention to these things and why it's important to basically let people know if you're unhappy with something or if somebody does something good, back them up on it. All right, our phone number is 631-632-9872. Here's a letter from a listener on the S-word. Yes, I heard that the Starbucks in Red Bank, New Jersey is still in the running for your first Starbucks visit. Actually, you know what? I'm not sure if they still are. Do we still have? It's off my screen, but they might have been eliminated by now. This is typical of some of the letters we get. I thought I'd give you a fair warning. As someone who lived at the Jersey Shore for 8 years, the people of Red Bank are very sore about the arrival of Starbucks probably about 10 years ago. Not so much because it was Starbucks, because it took over not one, but two local mom-and-pop businesses, an independent coffee shop and a used bookseller. Might as well add insult to injury and shut down a bookstore while you're at it, if you're going to open up a Starbucks. Red Bank folk are very particular about catering to honest local stores instead of big overpriced corporate chains. I hear you. That's important. I'm told Red Bank has been eliminated as of the last time. Okay, so this is way out of date. But I'm going to read this anyway because this is an important sentiment. But you don't have to worry about me going to Red Bank, New Jersey as my first Starbucks because, it's off the list now. Now, I hate all coffee, period, so I personally don't give a darn where you get your coffee, but I just thought I should warn you. I don't actually drink that much coffee either. This is just it's just for the fun of it. So you might want to either avoid the Red Bank Starbucks, or if you do have to go to Starbucks there, be sure to patronize No Joe's Cafe, formerly No Ordinary Joe's, which I believe is the only local coffee shop left there. And if I'm not mistaken, Kevin Smith's office is right above it. I'm sure he's going to be thrilled to know that we just added him on the air. I also heard that a Starbucks in Chicago has been ruled out, and you suppose there's more than one Starbucks in Chicago. As a resident of the Windy City and a native of the area, I can tell you there absolutely is more than just one here. Unfortunately, you can't swing a dead cat without hitting either a Starbucks, a Dunkin' Donuts, or a Subway in this town. If you don't like one Starbucks or a Dunkin' Donuts or Subway, just walk a couple of blocks in any direction, you'll find another. Thanks for doing your show. Personally, I'm glad I'm not the only one in the world who doesn't understand all the media's Obama bashing. I'm not sure if it's the media so much as just, certain bits of the media, for sure. But also people. There are people who just are convinced that everything is bad. People on both sides of the spectrum. And it's kind of a sad thing, kind of a scary thing. Let's take a phone call, see who's out there. Good evening, you're on Off the Wall.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from my car, which I just pulled over.
Oh, but where is your car is what I'm trying to get.
It's here in East Setauket.
Okay, cool. So what's on your mind?
I'm Dr. Lutz, also from the station.
Oh, you did the concert, billboard. You did the concert billboard earlier tonight.
What's that?
You did the concert billboard earlier tonight, right?
That's right.
Yeah, and there was nothing there for today, I think.
Yeah, it's totally empty. I looked at Time Out New York and called out some...
Uh-huh.
Empty. You know, Tuesdays are usually empty at the station.
Uh-huh. Speaking of Time Out New York, not to derail your thought here, but I just noticed on the back page of Time Out New York, maybe last week's issue, is a full-page ad for my friends who do the North Korean travel guide.
Yes,
things.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? So,
I was just thinking of discontinuing my subscription because it's actually become pretty much of a rag. I used to subscribe over the last 10 years.
Uh-huh.
But I saw that North Korean thing. I said, maybe there's hope for this magazine.
I think maybe so, and I hope people take them up on the offer to visit North Korea, because it is fascinating, and if
that
they're
that
open...
That was great, actually. I noticed that myself.
Yeah, if they're open to Americans, why not? You know, at least learn something.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, actually, you should go there myself.
So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, it's... I just want people to know that one is this overkill capacity. So even a 30% reduction, you know, you still have capacity to kill the entire population several times over.
True.
So that, you know, that's really a small... drop in the pond. But what I wanted to say, medically speaking, is that right now there is a shortage of medical nuclear technetium in the country. We actually get it from either France or Canada, and they've both stopped producing it. So there's a shortage for medical technetium. The half-life is 6 to 8 hours. We use it for a lot of medical stuff like cancers and heart disease and stuff, and we actually are having a shortage. In the meantime, the half-life of uranium is 40 million years. And that we produce a lot of, the yellow cake and the heavy water.
Did you say 40 million years?
40 million, I think, is the half-life of uranium.
My goodness.
Quite a long time.
Yeah, that is a long time. That's longer than I think any of us will have to deal with it. Wow.
The irony is that we don't have technetium in the States right now. There's a shortage. A lot of labs have shut down, and they're using thallium instead. And these are short half-life medical isotopes, which actually are very useful.
Yeah, this is the good kind. This is the kind you need.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
How do you run out of something like that?
Well, they're produced in Canada, and we were getting it from Canada and France, and they send us molybdenum, and then you watch it decay over time and take out bits and use it every day. And the reactors they were using to produce it are very very old, and they're not the upkeep is terrible, so they actually have to shut them down. Some people think that it's going to come back, like the price of gas, you know, it's going to come back a lot more expensive in a few weeks. But for now, we actually have a shortage here.
Interesting. Well, that's a shortage I never thought of. But
I thought I'd let you listeners know now.
Is there anything we can do to conserve anything like that?
Well, less testing, but that's an entire other story. You don't have 16 hours. So.
No. Wow. Okay. Well, thanks. Thanks for the info. Thanks for the call, and thanks for listening.
Thanks. Listen on. Yes, I just thought you listeners would like to know that.
Will you be doing Concert Billboard tomorrow as well?
What's that?
Will you be doing Concert Billboard tomorrow as well?
Yep.
Okay.
For the rest of the week.
All right. Well, we look forward to hearing you on the airwaves of WUSB.
Yeah, I thought nobody's heard Milli Vanilli for a long time. I hadn't.
Yeah, I didn't know they still sang. Ever sang.
They never sang, you know that.
Yeah, I know. That's their claim to fame, actually.
That was the point, I think. When I opened the concert billboard, it was totally empty, so there had nothing in it. So that's why I thought I'd pick Milli Vanilli.
Okay. Well, great. All right. Thanks. Thanks very much for calling.
Take care.
All right. Take care. Oh, yeah. I should have asked. He was he's a doctor. He might know something about the head injury. Oh, well. Good evening. You're on Off the Wall.
Good evening. Let me just shut the radio off.
Yes.
Good evening, Emmanuel. This is Bobson from Bulgaria.
Hey, how you doing? You know, I'm going to be in your neck of the woods, sort of. Not Bulgaria, but...
Right here.
Yeah, but Serbia's nearby, isn't it?
Well, we have a common border, yes.
Yeah, maybe we could run up to the border or something.
If you feel like extending your stay in the aforesaid neck of the woods...
Well, you know what's interesting? I don't think I can extend it because there are just so many places I'm going to be going. I'm going to be hitting more countries in that region than I hit when I went all around the world, because there are so many of them in such a fairly small place, and they're not that easy to get around. There's no real high-speed rail or anything like that.
Well, you're always welcome to stop by.
Yeah, I'd like to. I was in Bulgaria once, and I certainly like to. I'd like to go again. Sorry?
When were you in Bulgaria?
I was in Bulgaria, I guess, in the early 90s.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Ever. We met in the Netherlands in 2005, if you remember.
Yes. Well.
So, well.
Have you been to the former Yugoslavia yourself?
I passed through.
Uh-huh.
In the early 90s, days before they went to war among themselves, so we had to...
Mm-hmm. Is there any kind of ethnic strife in Bulgaria? Anything with Albanians or Roma or anybody that's maybe?
Well, it's not entirely an agreeable place, shall we say.
I'm familiar with that. With disagreeable places.
Well, some people are being entirely too stupid about some of these things, but oh well.
Mm-hmm. But if you had to say, what's the biggest flashpoint in Bulgaria right now? What's the thing that is on people's minds?
I would have no idea what to say about this.
Oh, then maybe it's relatively peaceful.
Well, that's relative, as you said, and
there's no part of Bulgaria that wants to break away and become independent or anything like that?
Well, not as such that I know of, although that doesn't mean there aren't any, but
now, I kind of wish we had things like that in the States. I wouldn't mind a few parts of the States breaking away and becoming independent, but such luck.
I can do nothing about it. Maybe you can, being there.
It's already being worked on, but it's going to take time. Yeah, to sow the seeds of unrest. But listen, I
wanted to give a shout out to the people on the IRC channel.
Okay, and what IRC channel is it specifically, and how do people get to it?
Well, it's the Hash Off the Wall channel on the 2600 IRC network, which can be reached by irc.2600.net. Right,
that is 100% correct. All right, listen, I want to thank you, and maybe we'll run into each other somewhere in that region. I'll
sooner or later.
Yeah, I have your email address, so we can certainly try and see what we can do. All right, well, good hearing from you.
Same here.
All right, take care. That's going to just about do it for us here tonight on Off the Wall. Again, if you're in that region, if you're in the former Yugoslavia, and you know the names of all the republics, don't make me say them all again. Send an email to otw@2600.com. I'll be voyaging through there and Albania and various other areas between mid-April and early May. So be great to see hackerspaces, see people who know the region, learn some things about the culture, that kind of thing. In any event, you can write to us, otw@2600.com, with all kinds of observations and tidbits and things like that. We love to hear from our listeners. Next week, we'll have some interesting tales from, I believe, Scotland, maybe some other places, and we'll have more material in the weeks ahead. And I'll see you back here live sometime in May. Till then, have a good night.